just dream that? Did I really see that? Were you really there with me? Or what did we just feel? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham. How can I know that? How can we always see that? Could we really go back there? Is it with us everywhere? Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham Shaktyoham. Whenever you smile at me, the sun in me is freed then from all the past, from pain, from hurt, from any more words. Om Shiva Shri Shakti Shivoham.
Is there any difference between a father and daddy? Is there any difference? Both are same, though both are used as synonymous, yet there is difference. What is that? One is father, another is dad or daddy. What is the difference? Jesus Christ has always called God in Hebrew by name Abba. Christians have translated the word Abba from Hebrew into English as father. It's a very poor translation. Father means a biological father. Father means the DNA of the father is in child. Becoming father is an entire biological process. Father need not to take the responsibility of nurturing, parenting, care, growing up of the child. But daddy means someone, or dad means someone who takes the responsibility of caring, growth, nurturing, parenting. So which term is better then? Dad, daddy. Father is an official term. It's an institution. Daddy is a term of love or loving. What does a child want? What is the real nutrition of the child? The child is given everything except love. then what happens to that child in adulthood? Love means a child is getting touched, hugged, kissed, a small child in the cradle, newborn. Body needs food, soul needs love. Rather, love is the food of soul. If a soul is deprived of love for a long time, the body becomes diseased soon. Love is the light of the soul. Without this light, there would be darkness in the soul. So the best method of nurturing a child is to nurture him, is to nourish him with the divine nutrition of love. Love is the therapy. Love is the medicine. Those children who are not loved in their childhood, they develop antisocial tendencies. It's not the question of whether a mother or father is there or not. Love from anyone. If that love is missing, the child suffers. A child who is in the cradle, newborn, everybody loves to touch that child. And the child enjoys that touch without saying anything. That care, that love, that hug. Unhugged children, uncared for children, unkissed children, they develop some or other neurotic issues. Either loneliness, depression, psychosomatic problems. That's why for a child, love, hug, kiss, caressing, all these are vital for development. Developmental milestones. In the books of pediatrics, they talk about milestone. At this age, the child will start crawling. At this age, child will start standing up, then walking with support. So there are different milestones. These milestones make it delayed. If a child is not loved, love is the fundamental need of the soul. No matter what else is given, there remains a vacuum. If this lacuna is not filled, this gap, this hiatus needs to be filled. And this can be filled only with that love. In fact, we never get attracted to anyone by that person's features or appearance. Even nature. It's the energy of love we feel that attracts us to somebody. Love is a great energy. Yesterday, Baba had taken all the children to the mountain of light. Let's see what he is doing today. ऐसा अनुभव कराते बाप दादा फिर बगीचे में ले गए और एक एक को बहुत बहुत लवलीन स्वरूप की दृष्टि से स्नेह में लवलीन कर दिया। बाद में सबको सौगात दी। सौगात में एक चित्र मीठे बाबा का था और बाबा की बाहों में समाये हुए हर एक का चित्र था जो बाबा ने प्रैक्टिकल में बाहों में लेते हुए अपने हाथों से एक एक को दिया। सो बाबा इज डिस्ट्रीब्यूटिंग पोर्ट्रेट्स एंड विच पिक्चर इज दिस। बाबा इज टेकिंग ईच चाइल्ड इन हिज आर्म। सब खुश हो रहे थे, सबके दिल से वाह बाबा वाह का गीत बज रहा था। फिर बाबा ने सभी को साकार वतन में भेज दिया। There's a beautiful depiction of fatherly love. Can create a picture where, as I said, every child needs what? Hug, a kiss, a touch. We take birth, we are children. Then the child dies and the child becomes adolescent. The adolescent die and the adolescent become adult. Adult dies, becomes old. But in fact, the child never dies. The child remains. If you open the layers of our personalities, behind that hardness, behind that so-called maturity, behind that stability of character, there is a child hidden. Remove layers. That's why the strongest of the men cry sometimes. Why? Because they want to become a child again. Because the children is hidden, rather lost. And child means full of wonder. Child means full of awe. Child means full of energy. The child is dead. Baba says, become child again. Don't forget the days of your childhood. Become a child again. A child who is full of questions, he doesn't want answers. A child who is interested in knowing everything about everything. If you give him this pen, he will open it. He has no thought of rearranging it. He will dismantle everything. And he enjoys. He will run here and there. He is not at one place. He is so much full of energy. He loves to run. He wants to explore, research everything. He is jumping all the time. He is tireless. He is not bothered about climatic changes. He will just run, he will just rush. He is so full of energy. He doesn't care about time. When he wants to sleep, he will sleep. When he wants to eat, he will eat. Life is a prolonged holiday for him. And the most important thing about child is the sense of wonder. Everything amuses him. He loves to watch the sunset, the sun rise. He has questions about everything. He has questions about the sun, the moon, the stars, the sky, the ocean, the river. Why the water is wet? Why the sky is blue? Why the tomato is red? Why the grass is green? He is filled with inquisitiveness. He is hard to control. His tempestuous nature. He is uncontrollable, unstoppable. That's child. And that child is within us. And what he needs? Love. If somebody scolds him, will he go to that person again? But if somebody gives him sweet, even though that may be a con man, a swindler, a cheater, con men come and they dupe you and go away. There are child abductors. They kidnap children. How they kidnap? They call them and give them sweet. So they get attracted, tempted. Even though the person who is doing this is doing with inferior motive, ulterior motive, and yet the child is trapped. Because the child is attracted towards love. So basically each one of us is child at heart. That child is there. There are layers. It's just like onion. Remove the layer, remove the layer, remove the layer of all the personality. As we grow up, we have so many layers. I am this, I am that, I am that, I am this. But deep within, at the core, each one is a child. And that child needs a hug, a kiss, a love. Words of love. Touch. Somebody to cuddle him. To caress him. To care for him. So Baba is giving you that picture today. Which picture? That Baba is hugging you. Baba is taking you in his arms. And he is Baba, not father. As I said, there is a difference between father and daddy. Father, job is done. Child is produced. But daddy is something higher. Dad is something higher. Now the job of affection, now the job of love, now the job of caring for the child begins. Upbringing of the child is the job of the dad. Giving birth to a child, that's the job of the father. That's why almost all religions have somehow related, have relation of love with that. Supreme. So you can create your own picture of love. So Baba is filling that vacuum which is within you. That emptiness which has not been filled by anything. Something which is within us. Deep, some vacuum, some gap, a hiatus, an unfilled, fulfilled, unfilled space. We are infinite beings, and the infinite cannot be satisfied by anything which is finite. Soul is infinite. Only the infinite Father, infinite God can satisfy the soul. That's why no human being ever satisfies us, no matter what they give us. They may lay down their life in front of us, but still, the soul remains empty. We want something to fill us, fill that emptiness, and we want someone where we can empty ourselves. Our heart is loaded gun. It needs unloading. The truck is loaded. Where you will empty it? With whom you will share your thoughts, your feelings, your deepest desires? There's a fear always. God is the only one where you can unload yourself. The cargo has come. The ship is full. The night is dark. The ship has reached the shore. Now, unload and become light. He is that shore where your turbulent ship of life has reached. Unload. Unburden yourself. So emptying oneself is a good idea. And another thing associated with that is effacing oneself. Efface means to remove, to rub. Spiritualists have used these two words. Effacing oneself and emptying oneself. Empty yourself into that divine container. He is the ocean. He will absorb and suck all your sorrow and all your tears. This is one. Second is, efface yourself. God is the ocean of egolessness. He is the sun of egolessness. The more you move towards you, Him, the snow-capped mountains of ego which you are carrying in your heart get melted away. So what is the proof that we are going more and more towards God? The ego is melting every day. The person is becoming egoless day by day. That's the sign that the journey is towards God. So empty yourself and efface yourself. Effacing oneself is the annihilation of ego. Emptying oneself is unload. The mind is the loaded gun. The heart is the loaded gun. So Baba says, create that picture of yours, where Baba is hugging you, where Baba has taken you in his arms. Forget your adolescence, your adulthood, your old age. Become a child again, a small child who just loves love, who just wants love, who is not interested in anything. Who doesn't have any ego issues. So, a pictorial representation of love of Baba. Let it turn into a living animation, a mental movie, a visualization. And enjoy it. The love of the love of the love of ocean. It is always raining. Go out. The rain is there. You will not feel that rain if you are sitting in your room. Go out. Get wet. Get drowned. The celestial rain is in the air. The divine rain is raining. Just get drowned in it. Om Shanti.